Hey, we are underway in the study of 1 Corinthians. My name is Lena, and this is Morning Minutes. Today is episode 49 in our series called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. Today's episode, we're going to hit one of the most famous chapters in the Bible, the love chapter, not the love boat, but the love chapter. And we are in 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm just going to first start with the first three verses today. We're going to spend 3 days in 1 Corinthians 13. Maybe you got married and this was the reading in your wedding ceremony. It's a very common thing. And I called it what you need most in your life. Do you ever think about that? What do you need more than anything in your life? Well, let's look at it. Verse 1 says this: if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Now, tomorrow we'll get into what love is, but Paul is chasing now this passage of scripture where he talked about spiritual gifts and prophecy and speaking and serving. Now he says, if I did all these things, but didn't have love, didn't undergird it in love, instead, in fact, the last verse of chapter 12 says, I will show you a more excellent way. He says, desire spiritual gifts, but I'll show you a more excellent way. And now he's talking about how this all plays out. And so let me tell you what you need most in your life. Number one, what you need more in your life is not a louder voice, but a more loving one. Boy, isn't this a principle for this age? Everybody wants to say something about anything. And the louder you are, the more followers you get, the more likes and retweets. And we have been lulled to believe that the way to make an impact is to speak louder. But that's not God's way. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that the way to reach people is a more loving way. So words without love can easily turn into background noise and clanging cymbals. And words without love can hurt the listeners. How many times have you been hurt by the words of others that maybe weren't even meant to be hurtful, but because they lacked in love? And maybe somebody was even like, well, I'm preaching, you know, prophetically, or I'm speaking, you know, whatever gifts that God has given him, but without love, and there's a harshness to it. And so what you need most in your life is not a louder voice, but a more loving one. Same for me. That's what I need more of. Here's number two. What you need more in your life is not more understanding, but more love. Now I think understanding is important, and I think understanding is necessary. And the knowledge, knowing God and knowing his word, those are critical, but even more important, he says, if I have prophetic powers and all knowledge, but have not love, I'm nothing. So the result of faith without love can be harsh. The result of knowledge without love is pride. And there's just a balance. And so I want to urge you, get less knowledge, but grow in love. Now, again, I'm not saying don't grow in knowledge and understanding. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, and we want to fear God. But there is something more important. And I think when it comes to the controversies that we're talking about in Corinthians, we talked about some topics that are a little touchy, and the role of women in the church. And we're going to talk more about it. And we're going to talk more about the gifts of tongues and prophecies and healings and miracles, the gifts that now are debated in the churches. And what if we just, I mean, it's important to know God's word, but what if we cared more about becoming more loving? Not at the sake of truth, but truth with love, you know, a little bit more Christ-like, two sides of a coin. How? By the power of the Spirit. You and I can't do it on our own. We know that. I know that. But we ask the Lord to help us to grow in love. So what you need more is not a louder voice, but a more loving one. Not more understanding, but more love. And then number three, what you need most in your life is not more sacrifice, but more love. There are people who are giving up their rights and telling everybody about it and dying for the sake of their cause and telling everybody about it. But if it's done without love, it's nothing. And I'm not saying that. Paul is, just Spirit of God is through Paul. If I give away all I have, if I deliver up my body to be burned, but I have not love, I gain nothing. And the biggest difference between the way of Jesus and the way of other gods, little g's, who have called themselves, leaders and faiths, is that he loved us so much that he gave his life for us. So love will result in giving. Love will want to speak out the truth. Love will glean more understanding. But ultimately, what we need most in our life is love. Now you say, well, what does this love look like? Of course, you can look at the cross of Jesus. Remember back, if you remember early in our study in Morning Minutes, chapter 2, Paul said, "For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." And you want to know not love? You make that your goal, to know nothing except Jesus and him crucified. But we're going to get into the details of love here in the next 2 days. In the meantime, let's ask God for this, that we would grow in love. And when we do, I think then not just us, but people around us will say, "Oh, isn't it an awesome thing that they're a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ?" Let us be known by our love for one another. Won't we make that our focus today? Love you guys. I know that you love me. And that's why you're back today. And again, we'll be together tomorrow. So have a great day.